can't go all over.
I'm going to call the meeting to order, folks, and do a pledge of allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mr. Redmond?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Franzi?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Dodd?
Here.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Mr. Pfeffer, I believe, would like to add something to the supplemental payment of bills.
Please, yes. Mr. Pfeffer.
On the supplemental payment of bills under the capital fund, I've been asked to include Fiore paving on Highland Avenue for $302,154.97. And BlackRock Enterprises on the 2011 road program for
$82,759.11.
Okay. Where does that leave Fiore?
He's still under. We're holding approximately $25,000 plus some other items on him. Still holding some back in paving. And obviously, he didn't do the speed humps yet. So that money's still sitting there, too. But except for the punch list, speed humps, striping and signage, he's pretty much complete.
And has he got a schedule?
Yeah, he wanted to do the speed humps yesterday, but he couldn't come out and do it in the rain, you know, and his striper was available, but with the wet paving, he can put stripes.
Can't put
them on. So you have to put the stripes in the signage when you do the hump.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on the consent agenda, want to add, take away, or comment on? Seeing none, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to other resolutions. Resolution R12203, resolution determining the entire borough grounds to be an area in need of rehabilitation in accordance with the conditions set forth in NJSA 48:21-3 and NJSA 48:12A-14.
Now, what we'll be doing tonight is to send it to our planning board for their recommendations.
We have yes. to adopt this first?
No, you can't adopt it until okay. you send it to them.
Right, so
okay, I know we touched on it briefly at the last meeting. This is something myself and Councilwoman Kane were working on for about a year and a half, right? 2 years, and finally coming to fruition. I'll offer to send it to the planning board.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Abstain. No. At this point, the way it's worded, at this point, I'm concerned with the entire borough being included. I'll wait for the recommendation from the planning board.
Okay. Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction and setting of a public hearing date is Ordinance 0-12-17, bond ordinance of $1,215,000 for acquisition of a fire truck and various equipment for and by the borough of Highland.
Noise ordinance.
Noise ordinance.
Where are we at?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're telling us.
Telling on us.
This was the public hearing one.
Yeah, we're a public hearing for the noise ordinance.
I do. Ready? Ordinance amending ordinance sections 3-2.2. :3-2.3. No problem. This is to set the public hearing for September 19th. Not to put you on the spot. Chief, as written, do you have a problem with this?
Yeah, I have some issues speaking with the borough attorney about this.
Okay.
Based on our last discussion, to me it was a little unclear what we were
okay.
Pushing forward towards. So
I know this has been an ongoing process.
Yeah, it's been ongoing. So I asked the borough to look at this ordinance because obviously the way it's written, which is extremely typical of how the ordinance is written throughout the state, it really doesn't make the residents happy, doesn't make the businesses happy.
And it's hard for you to enforce, correct?
It's nearly impossible to enforce.
Okay.
Because it's up these two offer discretion. Which, like I said, doesn't make anybody happy, so I asked for a clarification because obviously what we're doing now is beating our head against the wall. No one's happy with it, so I was looking for a clarification. My suggestion was we either do away with music outdoors completely or we allow it to a certain time completely.
Well, I thought that's how it is.
it's allowed to a certain time, right?
No. Yeah, according to the way the ordinance what is written now, if you're never past 100 feet, it's a violation no matter what.
You'd like to see time frame established and that's it. Because you can obviously pay for
it. It has time frames, and then it also has the 100 feet.
Yes, it also has 100 feet.
So you want to do away with the 100 feet?
Well, I don't care what we do. I just think we need to do something because it's contradictory, so we can't enforce it. And there's no solution with the way it's written.
If we did away with the 100 feet and just had the time frames, would that help you enforce it?
That would make it easier.
Yeah, we can do that now.
You're the guy that, in theory.
Yeah, we have a time frame.
Well, it has a time frame, so you can enforce it, whether it's 100 feet or not.
Yes, after a certain time.
After a certain time.
Yes. And what I like to do is...
I think the question from the public is more of the times.
Yes.
It's too early or it's too late,
Depends where you live.
Too late in the day?
Yes. What I don't like about the ordinance is it leaves up... establishes or quotes in here... it basically leaves it up to the officer discretion to see if it's unreasonably loud. That one's not going to hold up a court, but we're judge.
You can't enforce it.
You can't enforce that. And two, again, I don't want it to be left up to the officer's discretion because then, again...
Well, everybody's going to have a different opinion.
Yeah,
that's the reality.
Have a different opinion and no one's happy with it.
Okay.
So where are we going with this?
I think it makes it easier just to eliminate the 100 feet.
Would you have a problem with the 100 feet removed?
Well, I don't have a problem with the 100 feet rule.
No, removed.
Either way. But I think, like Councilman Leal said, something may do with the times, too.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know what to do. I'm asking for suggestions because...
Well, okay, after the time, what standard do you use to issue a citation?
No, after the time, you hear the music used for the day.
Shut down.
Period.
Right, yeah, but the problem is, right now, because of our unique situation where we have businesses in the middle of residential areas, in the middle of the day... There can be very loud noise also.
Right, like a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
But with within 100 feet.
Not to jump in, we have an ending time for the music. Maybe we need a start time, kind of like construction. You can't start before a certain time.
So you can't start till 12 noon or whatever it is.
Whatever.
The paragraph F says what? 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
8 p.m. to 8 a.m.?
That's what it says.
Whoa.
Start side or the finish side, there's no difference.
That's for construction, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Is that what you're looking at?
Yes.
So if you look under 3-2.3b, we're talking about the playing of music either live or recorded after 8 p.m. or after 10 p.m.
After 10 p.m., I know that's somewhere written there.
Yes.
Is that 10 p.m. on the weekends or doesn't describe this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Doesn't say weekends or weekdays.
No, it's 8 p.m. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
So I think removing the 100 feet, that's the time is obviously objective and the 100 feet is objective because it's either 100 feet or 99 feet. So if you remove either of those, I think you're adding more subjectivity to it.
You think so? If you remove the 100 feet and just say you can play the music, you know, that you can hear outside. After 10, you got to shut it down on a weekend.
Well, that's clear, because it's either before 10 or after 10.
That's what I'm saying.
What about if it's within the time frame, but say it's at 4 in the afternoon, so within the time frame, but it's
loud.
It's loud, and you hear it 300 feet away.
That's a good point, too. How do you determine that that's too loud?
Well, the problem is the ordinance allows bars and restaurants to have a band, but you can't, on the other hand, you can't hear it 400 feet away, which is really impossible. You hear somebody whistling 100 feet away. So it just contradicts itself. And that's the problem.
The alternate route is to go back to the decibel level, which is the model ordinance that the state talks about, but to a large extent, that's not workable.
It can't work.
The machine that does work.
Since I've been here twice.
And everyone I know hates using the decibel machine because for the same reason it doesn't work.
Okay, so clearly we're not ready with an ordinance that we want to put to a public hearing on the 19th.
Right.
So let's pull this. I'm going to offer to pull it.
Okay, second.
Nick Marino, second by Mr. Franzer, and table
until
the next meeting, or
definitely? I'd say definitely right now, because we need to get together with the chief, obviously, and Mr. Hill, and somebody from the table, and come up with a better idea.
Okay. May I take a roll call?
Please.
Mr. Redman?
Wait a minute. That doesn't help anybody who has a problem right now.
No, I understand that, but right now, the ordinance in place doesn't either. To put another bad one up, Is it going to help anyone else?
To whatever extent you can enforce the current one, that's still...
That's my point. You have a current one that...
That says music...
Is a challenge right now to enforce, but sounds like this one we don't... Is it going to be even more of a challenge?
Mr. Redmond, there was a motion to table indefinitely.
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
You guess so.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor No.
Yes.
All right, on for introduction, setting up a public hearing date for bond ordinance 0-12-20. It is bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $1,200,000 for the construction of the stormwater pump station and other stormwater system drainage improvements by and for the Borough of Rhode Island, County of Bond, New Jersey, authorizing the issuance of $1,200,000 in bonds or notes of the Borough
Pound
for financing part of the appropriation.
Now, folks, I want to try to be clear. We're not bonding the money tonight. We're putting forth a resolution. This is just for a public hearing, that if we are awarded the FEMA grant for $3+ million, our end of it for the rest of the townwide flood mitigation would be $1.2 million. So we want to have our end in place. That doesn't mean we're bonding the money and spending it and incurring any fees. That just means we're going to have the money, and we're going to have it in place where we can if we get awarded this grant. With that, I'll offer it for the September 19th meeting.
Second.
Offered by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for
public hearing and adoption.
Yeah.
Offer second reading public hearing is bond ordinance 0-12-17, bond ordinance of $1,215,000 for acquisition of a fire truck and various equipment owned by the Borough of Highlands and the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $522,500 bonds or notes of the Borough for financing part of the appropriation. This ordinance was published in the August 18 edition of the Asbury Park Press, and it was filed with the Division of Local Government Services on August 20th, and may now be up for a public hearing.
Open the public hearing on 1217. Ms. Buckle?
Yeah, so I just wanted
to... Ms. Buckle, sorry, name and address.
Oh,
sorry.
Carol Buckle, very, very short drive. I know I missed a few meetings on that. So. I'm just wondering how old the fire truck is. And
it's actually replacing two. Beck, you know, off the top of your head, the years of the two of them?
The ladder truck's over 30 years old. And Dave, how old's
Dave, how old's the second truck we're replacing?
Probably close to that, too.
26 years old, ladder truck's 33.
Okay, so it's replacing two trucks that are more than 25 years old.
Okay, but, and you're bonding, you're going to bond the $1.2 million?
No.
No, no.
We're going to use $522?
No, no, the $1.2 million is for flood mitigation. We're not bonding that, we're just...
Oh, you're bonding the $522.
The $522, we're bonding, we got a grant for more than, what was it, $660, Dave?
$660,000
that we don't have to pay back towards the purchase. The difference between the purchase price, yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Anyone else have any other questions?
Hey, Solomon, I just was curious what happens to the trucks then. Can you sell the older trucks and raise some money with those, or do they just get junked?
I don't know if there's a protocol. Dave, is there a protocol?
Yeah, we put it in the bid spec that the two of them are trying to sell it.
Okay.
We don't sell them in the bid spec. We're going to try to, they have to go.
Right. Are they regulated? Is that like regulated by the state?
Regulated by the grant.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. Yeah. There is a mechanism to get rid of them and make a couple dollars. How much, I really don't know, but yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Any other questions on the ordinance? Seeing none, let's go to portion. Want to read it?
Bond for third and final reading and adoption is ordinance 0-12-17, bond ordinance of $1,215,000 for acquisition of a fire truck and various equipment for and by the Borough of Highlands and County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $522,500 bonds or notes of the Borough for financing part of the appropriation.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for third and final reading and adoption, I'm sorry, but on for public hearing.
Okay, kid.
We made her tenure too soon.
Yes,
I wasn't here for the record, folks. I missed the last meeting.
You said three that you
were. On for second reading of public hearing is ordinance 0-12-18.
Okay. I had
sure.
Did we pass this
one? Chapter 1 General and Chapter 4 Licensing General to provide for certain penalties for violations of provisions revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highland. This ordinance was published in its entirety in the August 24th edition of the Two River News.
I'll open the public hearing on 12-18. Ms. Bucko?
I don't understand the first part. What code are you talking about? There are no codes in Chapter 1, General Ordinances. There's nothing in there except a description of the workings of the borough, like the mayor, who's the mayor, the clerk.
Right. It's the preliminary section, and if you look at a lot of code books, they have a general catch-all for various sections that might not have a penalty provision. So it adds a generic penalty provision.
Well, what are you going to penalize?
For a violation of any other provision, this came up reviewing a section regarding the mercantile license. And the mercantile license section did not have a penalty provision. So you see, later in the ordinance, we got more specific and added one for the mercantile license than for licenses in general. So rather than going through the whole code book, and a lot of code books for several municipalities have this in their preliminary sections, like Section 1, they'll have a generic one that says that if any provision of this code going forward, you know, Section 1, 2, 3, up to whatever, the end of the book, if there's no penalty provision, this is the penalty provision that applies.
So the code covers every single word in it.
Right, but if there's a more, if later on, if you have a more specific one, that would obviously deal with that. But if you don't have one, like in the mercantile license, we didn't have one.
Because you're a general.
Yeah, but that's included in the 4.1.
Right, but let's assume, you should have had this one already, this one in Section 1. So then this mercantile issue came up, and we didn't have one specifically in the mercantile, then we look back to Section 1 and say, oh, okay, we can fall back to that and find whatever the fine is in there.
But then again, what kind of license are you finding? I mean, alcohol is not included with all their...
No, alcohol is separate. It's whatever's in that licensing
what
section.
What kind of licenses do people have?
Mercantile. I don't know. What it's mercantile. I'll tell you what's it. It's chapter 4.
We would... Carol, we tried to do something, but we weren't able to... We didn't have any teeth in the current ordinance. We are retroactively fixing it so that we have an ability to enforce things that we need to get enforced.
Ms. Buckley, you have licenses for peddlers, hawkers, and vendors, solicitors and canvassers, binocular machines, mechanical amusement devices, junkyards, taxi cabs, garage service stations, and mercantile licenses.
Okay, you have mercantile licenses.
Right.
Okay. I just didn't want to peddle anything and get a fine for $2,000 if I didn't
know that. Any other questions on 12-18? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion. Okay, 12-18.
After third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-12-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 1, General, and Chapter 4, Licensing, General, to provide for certain penalties for violations of provisions Revised General Ordinances of the Borough Plans.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francy. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We have one correction Mr. Padula just gave me. We have to read into Resolution 12-201, part of the a provision that the ABC put in here for the renewal of the liquor license. It shall place upon the license a special condition stating that no further renewals of this license shall be granted unless the license is being actively used at an approved site on or before June 30th, 2015, except if good cause for reconsideration is shown. With that condition, I'll offer that on a standalone.
So rescind the prior ordinance.
Correct.
Or resolution and readopt it with this condition.
What's that number?
12-201. Liquor license number 13173300600004, John Tamini.
And that's a condition required by the special ruling from the ABC director.
Okay, and that was offered by Mayor Nolan?
Correct.
Second by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yep.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Moving on to community report. Finance, Mr. Chuck.
Two things to report. One, we got the best practices checklist from the state for 2012. It's much more comprehensive than last year's. I will report back to the council on the next meeting. I should have it completed by then. Secondly, I was contacted by the County Improvement Authority. They're going to have a bond sale at the end of the year, and they asked me if the borough was interested. We have several projects that will qualify. Some I'm waiting on final costs because they have grants attached to them, and it's just a matter of where the final numbers come in. But I bring this to your attention to see if there's any interest on the council moving forward when the numbers are final.
Any grants for a new borough hall?
Any what?
Grants for a new borough hall?
No, okay. It's all road program. It's all existing road program money right now. So the council's the authority to bond. So I'm asking you if you're interested in moving forward with the county in this year's bonding program.
I think we just bonded a lot of money.
Yeah.
But we should look and see what's out there. Are we committing to anything by looking to see what's out there?
No, but at a certain point in time.
We will.
Yeah. Now, let me just say that we're not adding anything. We're taking projects that we've already approved. We have temporary debt on. And we're just going to permanently finance the temporary debt.
And maybe attach a grant.
And what?
Maybe attach a grant.
The grant, the grants are already there. We need to see exactly how much, if we're going to spend all the grant or not, and then what's left would be the bond.
Okay.
So we're just trying to get to a net number right now.
Yeah, so let's move forward and see where we're at.
Public safety.
Home safety, August 11th, 2012, investigation was initiated after a 5-year-old child was found standing on a sidewalk outside the bay of New House. The investigation revealed that the father left his two children, aged 3 and 5, home alone for more than 2 hours. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, while he drank at a local bar. As a result, Adam Demitz, 35 years of age, was charged with 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a minor. August 18th, warrants were signed. George Mollock Jr., 35 years old, of Atlantic Highlands, attempted aggravated sexual assault, form restraint, and aggravated assault. He turned himself into Montana Prosecutor's office on Tuesday. Bail was set at $100,000, and he was subsequently transported to Montana Correctional Institution. August 24th, police officers responded to a suspicious male parked in the parking lot at a Navy Sink Avenue address. Upon arrival, officers found a man to be disorientated and had fresh needle marks on his arm. After consent to search, he was found to be in possession of heroin and a hypodermic syringe. Michael Villamir, 31 years of age, at Walmart, was charged with possession of a controlled dangerous substance. Under administration, we did receive delivery of the new patrol vehicle, which had to be sent back because it was delivered with a small dent. We're in the back and forth right now, getting it fixed. 1703 continues to be a problem. I'm going to ask for, one, maybe 2 patrol cars again this year. We're having repeated problems with this vehicle.
That's the other old one that we were talking about?
Yes.
We talked about a couple months ago.
7 years old now. For those of you who have children in these schools, you'll notice officers every morning up at schools. This is on the statewide narcotic action plan. This is to ensure safety of the children, as well as vehicles, pedestrians. We received a grant from the state, Drunk Driving Enforcement Fund, for another $4,500. We did also receive permission to use some of this money to purchase an in-car camera system. These monies are directly related to the proactive enforcement. Under ordinances, I have been working with our borough attorney, Mr. Dula, to establish an ordinance to prohibit motor vehicles or boats from operating on any public road or highway that are flooded. We did find a model ordinance from another jurisdiction that we're amending at this time. We'll hear about that in a while. Under community policing, our explorers attended a training session on motor vehicle stops. They're also working towards a law enforcement service accommodation wherein they have to complete 100 hours of volunteer service in order to communication from our dispatchers. In 2006, we formed a domestic violence response team with volunteer advocates. Within the first year of its inception, the department saw a decrease about approximately 13% that first year because of this program. We are currently looking for volunteer advocates. They can apply for the police department. Training will be provided. During the month of August, the detective division handled a total of 12 new investigations, including thefts, burglaries, criminal mischief, assault, sexual assault, and bias intimidation. The detective division opened 12 cases. They closed 7, 5 man open. Patrol division responded to 5 burglaries, 9 thefts, lewdness, 9 domestic violence complaints, amongst many other calls, including 5 disorderly persons, all of which were alcohol related. We responded to 593 calls during August. We arrested 32 adults and 2 juveniles and issued 178 motor vehicle summons.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Hill, administration.
Administration. We have a short report on the DPW for the month of August. A lot of items had to do with the rainfall and the amount of rainfall we had, so they were out there trying to clean up the debris. We did hit Jones's Creek twice in order to try to mitigate that situation. As everyone could know, if you go down there and look at it again, it doesn't look like we did it at all. So we're working on that on an ongoing. We also had other stormwater damage at Miller Street where part of the sidewalk was lifted up. We did have to fix that and repair. Public Works guys were able to do that. They continued to make the rounds throughout the town with the parks. Continue bulk pickup by permit. I also want to announce, just so you know, bulk pickup is in September, so look at your zones if you're interested in bulk pickup this month so you don't have to call us later. They did also check, we had 3 sewer clogs that were reported. One was reported as our issue, 2 others were the residents. On building and housing, basically I only have a report from CO, from the code enforcement, 65 inspections were completed in August. Of those, of note, 15 failed, but minor repairs need to be done or minor items need to be completed and they'll be re-inspected. Property maintenance is still trying to address and site as inspected or reported. Under Parks and Recreation, the August use had 10 additional uses. That's outside groups that use the facility down at the community center. Of note, throughout the month of August, the Summer Kid Fest ended August 17th. There were 137 children registered in the program. Calculations today, there were over 4,300 meals served as part of our Summer Food Service Program Nutrition, which is a full grant that we get from the state of New Jersey. So that little kitchen down there, if anyone knows the community center kitchen, pushes out quite a few meals. Also, the seniors wanted to let us know that they're having their 40th anniversary of the senior citizen group here in Highlands that was formulated. I do recall the days when they had about 120 members. I think now they're down to about 20 on a regular basis, but they are having their 40th anniversary on September 27th at Bar's Restaurant. So they've been active. From the administration and the Monmouth County Open Space Grant, which we will touch base on a little bit later. Our community development presentation was conducted before the Community Development Board on 8/22/12. T&M Associates and myself were there to do the presentation. We will be submitting our project ranking sheets this Friday, which means we get to rank all the county projects that were submitted throughout the county. As the mayor may have mentioned earlier, we are going to be meeting with Monmouth Hills in regards to runoff from the highway.
Middletown.
I'm sorry, we're meeting with Middletown officials with regards to the runoff from Monmouth Hills. We are having a meeting this Friday with the officials to discuss some of the concerns and areas. I also want to take this time to thank the Historical Society and Carolyn for her perseverance of getting the pictures in the hallway. There's Historical Society provided pictures, and we got some frames of some of the old photographs from town. And I know since I've been sitting here, it was Carolyn's dream to have that come through. So I applaud you for your perseverance, and I want to thank the Historical Society.
Thank you.
Other than that, we've, you know, attendance at the CLAM Declaration, Planning Board, Community Development, FEMA, and representing the borough at various functions. That's my report for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Mr. Mayor?
Please, sir.
Tim, the substandard housing committee, could you arrange that the list of houses involved, list of properties involved, be published with the workshop meeting and the progress individually on each one of them be on that list?
When you say published?
As is part of part of your report, available to us. Okay?
You want to be able to the public also?
I'm suggesting that would be useful, yes.
Yeah,
what was that?
I think some of that information is confidential.
Because it's ongoing litigation? So whatever you can publish, we'll publish.
Yeah.
Some is ongoing litigation.
At this point, there's nothing moving on the substandard housing. We're treading water, maybe even moving backwards on some of them. And at this point, it's a critical problem. And I don't know how to get more, shining a light on it will help. But at this point, we had committed to spend, what was it, $20,000, Ricky?
It was more.
$15,000
or $20,000. Yeah, and we're not spending it.
The latest quote I got on one of the houses that was on the target was $18,000 just for the demo, not including any other work.
No, I think the money was for legal fees.
Legal fees. At this point, the money to do the work, we get that back.
Yeah, not for us to do the work, but for us.
It's budgetary.
We have to budget it first.
I understand, but at this point, we're spending it to get it back. How do we?
Well, right, but you have to budget it.
Have to budget it.
You have to budget it. If it costs $100,000 and you put a lien on it, you still got to put $100,000 in the budget and offset it by tax.
Because you don't know when you're getting $100,000.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So what we really need to be doing is keeping track of that list a little more and working with Mr. Pagula to make sure.
Well, we need to hit one at a time and follow through.
Because that's part of it.
At this point, it's got to rise up to the top again. At this point, we've just lost track.
And I think there's an ordinance enacting what we need to do to...
I'm sorry?
I believe there's an ordinance enacted on how we need to put that all back together as a lead person as well, so we'll discuss that.
Okay.
I'll have all that info for you.
Okay, thank you.
Library, I know so much, Ryan.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Carolyn, did you get my report?
Yes. I did, thank you so much.
You have that. I don't need to go through it all. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. I am still looking for somebody who wants to have a music program. I initially put it out there to be for little kids, but maybe somebody wants to have an adult music group sing along. We have the piano that's been in the room. It actually belongs to the rec center, not to the library.
Sure, sure.
But we have two, and we would like to see it used. So if anyone's interested, let me know. And also, our laptop computer crashed. Gone, it's dead, rest in peace. So if anybody would like to donate a slightly used or brand new laptop computer, it must be a laptop.
Has to be laptop? Okay.
Yeah, because there's no place to
put
a
desktop.
A regular computer.
Not even in that whole room? You can't? No?
We don't even have a drawer that has a lock. Well, I guess, you know what, if somebody has a regular to donate, talk to us, okay? I'm sure we can
try to work
something
out.
Okay, and that's really it, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ryan. Highlands Business Partnership, AJ.
Hi, Donna McCarlis, right? The Visual Improvement Committee may have a pilot program that's continuing until October 28th. Our VIP implemented pilot program is in its 22nd week of operation. The objective of the program is to improve the overall appearance of the downtown Highlands and to improve the Bay Avenue district. We are excited to begin phase three of the Miller Hill project. Local artist and business owner Donna Ross at the Sandwich Shop has submitted the rendering of the mural to Nancy Burton and the VIP committee. HBP purchased the primer paint and hired a laborer to prime the wall. The mural should be completed by late fall. In addition, Doug Dowdy, the Lusty Lobster, has donated paint for the project. There is no cost to the borough for the public area improvement. Nancy Burton has met with Christmas Spectacular Inc., getting quotes for leasing Christmas decorations for Bay Avenue. They will be coming into Highlands on September 6, 2012, to inspect the solar cells on the phones on the poles to determine how many can be used and how many of the old timers need to be replaced. The cost to replace 12 old timers is $455 each. We will provide a detailed report to Mr. Hill at the conclusion of the meeting. The adopted bench program is underway. We hope to place an order for the first 6 benches within 2 weeks. Anyone wishing to adopt a bench, the cost is $500 with personal plaque engraving, and the forms are available on www.highlandsnewjersey.com. Marketing and Events Committee. Taste of Highlands event was held on June 23rd and was a great success. We received positive feedback from all that attended. We had major coverage in 4 newspapers and airtime on News 12, New Jersey. A total of 368 tickets were sold, totaling $14,720. The expenses totaled $6,627. We had 20 participating restaurants, each giving a spectacular sample of food and drink. The total profit, $8,000, is earmarked for the 2012 Holiday Decoration Program. On behalf of HBP, we would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the Borough's cooperation for Klamfest 2012, especially all the volunteers that helped make the event a great success. Especially Mayor and Council, Mr. Hill, Chief Blood, and the Highlands Police Department, Fire Department, DPW, the Department of Recreation, and the Fire OEM officials, Dave Parker and Charlie Wells. Volunteer thank you letters were mailed today. We were covered in 6 newspapers, 2 billboards, and on RAT radio. In addition, we received major airtime on Comcast Newsmakers. The total income was $53,335, and the total expenses were $36,285.86. We assisted the Police Explorer program to raise a substantial amount of money during the Plant Festival for their programs, and we really appreciate their presence and assistance at our events. We are now gearing up for the 11th annual Twin Light Bike Ride to be held on September 30th, followed by our 12th annual Oktoberfest, October 6th. As always, volunteers are needed. Economic Development Committee. HBP Ed continues to work with Mayor, Council, and Borough officials to encourage development by supporting and promoting the new stormwater management program. We seek the Council's support for the adoption of a commercial tax abatement program and encourage the area in need of rehabilitation. Once these policies are in place, we will invest in a redevelopment map and complete a brochure to package for business recruitment and retention. As always, thank you for your support.
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate that.
AJ, do you know of any ceremony at 9/11? I thought Carla was working on that.
There's one up in...
Carla did speak to me today. There is one at Monmouth County at Mount Mitchell, but there is going to be a local event, I understand, from 6 to 6:30. The details are really being ironed out. Carla just spoke to me this morning about it.
Because I got a couple emails from people, and we have to kind of get that out like tomorrow. I'm not saying that's on you.
Yeah. I got a call this morning. If the time is 6 to 6:30, then the rest... I got a couple emails, too, but I wasn't sure
right.
what time.
And I'm assuming it's at the
It'll be at Veterans
Memorial.
Park. That was the gist of the conversation this morning. I said we'll support it.
And a place.
And the Two River
Times. Where are the rest of it this week? I don't know. Father has been ill, and so things have been a little bit crazy. So I'm sure that she has something planned. I don't know what it is, but I will find out, and I can get back to you.
Well, the fact that we know the time and the place really solves everything.
I know when she called me, I said, what's prior to the county one, so people could have time to get there.
And that's
if they
at
wanted
7,
to,
correct?
Yeah, if they wanted to.
Absent
want to go
information there. As to what we need to do, we're going to end up doing nothing unless asked. I mean, I bring it up only to try to help.
I will tell her tonight.
Okay, fine.
We'll just tell everybody that we probably all got a couple emails. Go there at 6 o'clock and.
I did.
Clearly, it's not a party, it's a memorial service. Right. So nowhere to go. Anyone have anything on shared service? I don't. No? Okay. Other business.
Review of zoning officer's recommendations. Mr. Mullins was not able to attend tonight, so.
Can he? Do we have any?
Yeah, we're going to try to get him here for the next
meeting.
Next
meeting. Okay.
Next meeting.
Table.
Table. Review of ADP payroll proposal. I know you guys talked about this at the last meeting. I know that we had them in here. Did we come up with anything, Steve? What I wanted to ask you was some of the system that we had here that we just purchased. Are there any modules? I know you had talked that there was modules you could buy other stuff that would cover. Have you seen the ADP proposal?
Yeah, I've looked at this. I have ADP at my other place. I don't have the full blown of what this is. Edmunds has a payroll package, payroll module that you can buy.
So could maybe get some comparative data on it, what would work easier, better, dollars and cents?
Sure.
And then we can maybe talk about it by the next meeting?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Thank you. If anybody has any questions, by the way, or concerns, review it and see what we can get with Steve, myself, or Tim. I use them in the private sector, nothing like this. It's a lot more complicated. But Carolyn, I think, was happy with the meeting she had. I know with the, Mr. Hill was there. I think we heard a lot of good stuff that we liked. And now it comes down to dollars and cents, and if someone else has a module that fits the needs also.
That's fine, but I'm not sure, like, are we saying that the payroll package that we have right now doesn't fit the needs?
No, I'm saying that these are better and quicker.
And some other added...
There's a lot more added things, modernized.
Right.
I
read this, but the only thing I'm bringing, the only reason I'm bringing that up is we pay about $4,000 now a year. This is $23,000.
I understand it. That's okay. Significant more. Than, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I bring that up because we don't
what
have
do
any...
What are we paying $4,000 for?
Huh?
Where is the $4,000?
$4,000 is the annual maintenance.
The program?
Yeah.
Oh, for the software program?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's... significant difference in dollars, but I will contact Edmunds.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's
they have,
purchase. You know, that would be an out purchase.
I don't disagree. Yeah.
Okay.
Review of tax abatement ordinance. I think that is this what we basically already sent to the planning board.
No, you don't have to send this to the planning board. That's
we
why
did.
We sent the resolution to the planning board.
Oh, okay.
We need that before you could do this.
So put it on the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Table this to the next meeting.
We had talked about having a draft.
No, that's fine.
So that's why.
Draft ordinance prohibiting operation on flooded streets. The chief briefly spoke to that. Mr. Padula, are you going to speak to this?
Sure. The chief is here, but we've talked about it.
Either one, you know.
With an ordinance like this, you'd have to get DOT approval before you could adopt
okay.
it. But it prohibits operation of motor vehicles or boats on flooded streets, and I guess that was a recent problem.
Some
which is why the chief did a lot of research and came up and found this.
Never flooded in the
as I read this, though, it sounds unenforceable.
Is it something they have in other towns? Is that where you did your, I assume, the research?
Actually, I got this from out of state, but it pretty much covered it. The problem we have is...
Let me explain the problem with it is that it permits people who live in the area to transit the area.
Only
through
at,
the water.
Only at a speed.
Correct.
Enough to make the vehicle actually move, I think is the way it's worded.
Correct.
Yes.
So that.
If the street's not closed down, the problem you have, and like we had the flash flood today, last week, we can't close the streets down fast enough.
Correct.
And you have people going down Bay Avenue, they were still doing 20 miles an hour, 2 foot of water, pushing water into businesses, and that's the biggest call we get is, you know, they don't have water because of flooding, they have it because of people driving down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And before we can, that, and also, even when we do, we can't close down, can't put barricades at the end.
It's unreasonable to think you can close it down.
Every single street, yes.
Right. So at this point, we need to do something, but is that speed limit that is the slowest possible, is that enforceable?
Or should you put a number on it?
I don't think we can put a number on it.
Or just say you don't make a wake?
It says it can't make a wake. It says... the way it's worded is pretty good. Because like I said, if we put a number on it, even like 5 miles an hour, we can't force 5 miles
right.
an hour.
I'm sorry?
You said the lower the speed limit is, the less forceful it is, because how are you going to clock it?
They can operate a vehicle on said street, but only if there's no barricades placed at the by property proper authorities. Persons operating said vehicle have to maintain the lowest possible speed required to keep the vehicle moving. So there is also discretion in there, but that I think it's fairly easy. I mean, there's literally cars on the street throwing away.
But there's no officer around, Joe. That's the issue.
Well, that's the good part about this also. We can sign a complaint. A resident can sign a complaint also. And also in Section H, it's actually up to you. The ticket is written if you didn't stop the vehicle. To the registered owner. And basically, it says that the registered owner shall be prima facie evidence that the defendant was the person operating the vehicle. So if the ticket goes to the owner of the vehicle, basically they're going to have to prove that it wasn't them driving the vehicle, and they're going to have to give us a name of who it was. I mean, the problem is, like I said, when we had the flash flooding, we can't stop. We can't stop closing our streets fast enough.
Right.
So I can't hit him with driving a closed road. Could I hit him with a careless driving of some type? Maybe. But this ordinance, I think, hopefully, one will bring a little bit of awareness to the problem, because the biggest complaint we get is people living on Bay Avenue and businesses that they don't get water from a lot of floods, but people driving through push wakes into their structures. And it's a pretty substantial fine. I think it's like this one, of course, we can change it, it's $500. And really, it should be. Because, like we discussed last week, the people driving through the streets aren't out of towners, they're own people.
Correct.
Own people living there.
And how are you going, at this point, without a policeman to cite them, how do you get them cited? So a resident could take a picture of the car going by?
A resident could write it. Right, well, right now, like any motor vehicle complaint, anybody can sign a complaint. But this gives me, even the police officers, more to work on. Because if we come down a road to shut it down, if there's vehicles speeding by, we can just send them a ticket. Even before.
Right now you don't have any recourse.
Not really, no. Okay. We really don't.
Okay.
Close the road down, we don't.
Okay. So we put this on for
intro?
Well, we should send it to DOT first.
Okay, there you go.
So that was really
send it to DOT.
Question for today's discussion.
Okay, please. Let's see what their comments are.
Do we need a motion for that, Bruce?
Yeah,
as long as the consensus is
there. Everybody good, send it to DOT?
Yep.
Review of Declaration Committee Annual Report.
Mr. Francie, you want to speak to that?
The public has this, right?
The public does not.
It's on out there?
Yeah. Well, then we'll make it available at the counter. People want to.
I think they can come in and request a copy, sure.
Yeah, without going through Oprah.
Okay. This report will be available tomorrow, folks, on at the Borough Hall if you want to pick one up.
Essentially, I'll just summarize what we've been meeting for a year, and. These are the things that we've decided. We've investigated the recent lapse in declaration regulations and subsequent readoption. We're trying to obtain information as to cash reports. We're reviewing state regulations and requirements for counting the product. There's ongoing correspondence between the Declaration Commission and the Baymans Protective Association, which is the lessee. We've put the Baymans on notice, the Baymans Association on notice, that at this point, if we were to make a decision to renew the lease, that we would not be happy with their performance as a lessee in terms of dealing with all the conditions of the existing lease. They've had, at this point, we've got another 2 years for the lease to before it expires, so there's plenty of time on their part to bring everything up to snuff. We're evaluating other ways to lease the plant, and we haven't really done much on that yet. We are trying to get a stock survey performed on the fishery. All right, the last one was done in 2001, and at this point, the question will the fishery support the ongoing clamming operation? Can we expand the plant? You have to have a knowledge of the fishery before we can do that. We've sent letters to various agencies and officials sharing some of our regulatory concerns. And at this point, the commission is moving on.
Our next meeting is next Monday, correct?
September 17th, right?
Okay, yeah.
Correct.
We normally meet twice a month, folks. We started doing this about a year ago, like Mr. Francie said. We have a 20-year lease that has about 2 years left on it, and we want to establish what we're going to do for the next 20 or more years as the owner of the land and the property and the building. So that's what we're trying to establish as the claim commission. We hope it stays as a we'll do everything we can. I mean, I know I will, I'm sure Mr. Francie too, to make sure it stays as a claim plant. We just want to make sure everything is the way it should be regulation-wise. Okay. Open space grant, Mr. Hill?
Yeah, Mayor and council members, we were discussing the possibility of a couple different scenarios for Monmouth County Open Space Grant. Last year, we did have a public hearing in October of 2011. At that time, we had designated the potential of beach access improvements. And I think at this time, based on some of the preliminary costs we've gotten in for other projects, I would suggest that we pursue that at this point. So it would include addressing access issues to the beachfront, waterfront areas, I believe the two public bathing beaches. Anyone that's been down there at the community center beach knows the old walkway that's there is a little bit of an issue, and we look to improve upon that. It is a matching grant. I think our cost estimates are in the $50,000 to $60,000 range. It's a dollar for dollar match if we were successful in receiving the funds. So that's what I would like to recommend, that we follow through with that at this point.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or concerns at the table? Okay.
Can we do a resolution for this at the next meeting?
The applications due the date of the next meeting, but I think that's still we'll get it in and the resolution.
Do you need any offer for that? Or? Okay.
Thanks.
I'll offer it.
Okay.
What are we doing now? We're adopting the resolution?
Yeah.
For Mr. Hill to move forward.
Will you prepare it? What are we saying here?
We'll prepare it. Go ahead.
For the beach improvements, beach access improvements for the Monmouth County Open Space Grant for 2012, basically, is what we're doing.
Is it 12-204?
We're applying for the funds. Excuse me?
Would it be 12-204?
Yeah.
Tim, I think what you want to say is you're authorizing the application of the funds.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that was offered by Mayor Nolan?
Correct.
Second by?
Kevin.
Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We got a letter of resignation from Kevin Conley for the zoning board.
Yes, do you think he'll be ready to appoint at the next meeting? Or
yes, let's all get together and, you know, one-on-one and come together on a consensus.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. He had issues, he couldn't spend the time, so we wish him luck, and I think we'd all welcome him back.
Moving on to short-term rentals, review of committee meeting notes.
Okay. We've had no further meetings since the last discussion that we had. Due to various things and efforts, but we are going to set up another meeting based on the last one. Haven't heard any comments back from the public, but we did have public involvement at that last meeting. Mr. Redman was present as well as myself. So.
Okay.
Nothing further to report at this time.
Will we have anything, Mr. Hill, by the next meeting, or should we shoot for October? I know we're clamping Washington Avenue and flood cleaned up, but.
You know. I would say October.
Okay.
So we can schedule the meeting and have.
So let's say we're going to tell you if we should put it on the first or second meeting of October.
Yes.
Okay.
The last, I don't know, the
state aid program?
Yes.
Is that you, Mr. Pfeffer?
No. I think that's
is that you? Yeah.
They did announce that they being the state announced that their next funding round is available. Applications due the 16th of October.
Anything specific?
It's local aid again. I believe it's transit. Wait, right, I'm just looking for the letter that's in here.
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you. It's Municipal Aid, it's Transit Village, it's Bikeways, it's Safe Streets, and Transit. Basically, it's the same program they've offered in the last several years. Applications are due a little later this year. They're due October 16th, I believe. Yes, that's it. So if you want to submit anything, if you want to continue any kind of a road project, or any of the other items, I would start thinking about that so we get an application submitted by the deadline.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Mary, just in my parlor, just sent me a text.
6 o'clock?
Yes.
6 o'clock at Veterans Park, Tuesday night.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's open the public portion. Tara Ryan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mayor, over the past several years, I had an issue that I was directed to go to the coding official, which I did. Great guy, but it took over a year to get this taken care of because he had two things for him to do. He's not here. Okay, so that was over and done with. Then I had another issue, and we spoke about it in late spring. And I recently spoke to him, and he hasn't had the time to do anything on it. It's not a life-shattering thing, but it's a quality of life situation. Now I see that we're looking to have a resolution 12-203, entire borough rehab area, which will probably, I think that we're hoping to have some code issues taken care of. How can we even consider this when we only have somebody a couple hours a week?
Without getting into specifics, because the people are involved and I didn't rice them,
okay.
We had a conversation in executive session tonight about, let's say, redeploying some assets and
okay, so
for more of a timely, you know, maybe increasing somebody's time or a potential somebody else to take care of these issues also, hand in hand with this.
Okay, but I would hope that there would be some daytime hours. So
I think that would, without question, that would have to happen.
Okay.
I think my opinion,
my opinion
to get done what we have to get done, it's going to be closer to full time, may not be full time,
mm-hmm.
but closer to full time than 10 hours a week.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Arnie Fugue?
Arnie Fugue, 50 Valley Street, Highlands. With the substandard housing, is there a committee now, and who's the head of it, and how often does it meet?
Hasn't met in at least over a year.
It's not active.
It's not active, at least over a year.
Okay.
We will be reestablishing them.
Is there a committee now, or has there been one here?
There was one. I think the last meeting had to be over a year ago.
I think you...
Okay, I guess what I'm getting at
is
why did they go with all the concern that's in town with these houses on record? Why did it subside?
Because honestly, other things came up between flood, house lifting, Washington Avenue, on and on and on. 2-3 nights a week down here working on those different things, that got put on the back burner. Is it the right answer? No, but it's reality.
Okay. What about, let me ask you this about Washington Street.
Mm-hmm.
Have we paid, has the town put any money forward to do anything on that project?
The bulkhead?
Yeah.
What did we pay? Did we pay an engineer yet anything to go out there and look at it at all? He bonded money.
No, and there's a...
That's right, I'm seeing your question.
I guess what the question is a couple months ago, there was an estimate of $700,000.
No, that was if he didn't do the repairs and we shut down the marina.
I'm sorry, what?
That was if he did not do the repairs. We had to build sheathing through the street and shut down the marina and condemn it to fix our road. That didn't go that way.
Okay.
So he's repairing the bulkhead.
We believe it'll be down within 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's his property, sure.
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean.
We actually got about a $30,000 grant to do the road part of it, which is our road.
Yeah.
And he put up escrow accounts for our engineer's fees and other things.
Okay.
And we are moving to have bid specs created to repair the road.
Okay.
With the anticipation of him being done.
What was going on there.
Yeah.
And they
you hear a lot of rumors, I understand.
On our dime or his dime.
It's all on his dime thus far.
Okay.
We spent a little bit of money right after the hurricane to have a structural engineer come in and survey the place, look at what the damage was, the existing conditions down there. I don't think anything after that.
Nope.
That was about a year ago to the day.
Yeah, exactly. Almost to the day. Kim Skorka? Hi, Kim.
Kim Skorka, 315 Shore Drive. I just want to clarify, because I know some of the council members weren't here for the last meeting. I was shocked to see the previous change to the noise ordinance clarify the problem. Havana has a live band every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can change those hours all you want, but they're going to come back and tell you 4 p.m. is unreasonable for noise. And I think it's unreasonable for noise. I think having a live band outside on a patio across the street from my house is beyond unreasonable and unacceptable.
Okay.
I think we're now at the end of the season. They didn't have anybody on Sunday. I think I can actually live in my house on Sundays for the winter. But I understand the chief's concern. It is up to the officer's discretion. I don't have a specific answer for you, but I like this revision of the ordinance to not allow live music.
I would never vote to not allow live music. Me personally, I don't know if the other four could do what they want to do. But I would never vote, and I hear the music same as you. You're a lot closer, but I hear it too.
So you don't hear it the same as me. You hear it.
I said I don't hear it the same as you, right. But I hear it. I agree with you. But I also moved in there where the restaurant was active, just like we had this argument at Wind and Sea 6 years ago. When Wind and Sea became popular and started, you know, having people there and music and everything, I didn't buy a house across the street from a commercial property that was dormant, knowing that it could not be dormant one day.
I didn't buy a house across the street from a dormant property. I bought a house across the street that had outdoor dining.
And they're not doing anything illegal right now.
Right. They didn't have an outdoor bar, and they didn't have speakers outside.
I get all that.
And having known that was going to be allowed, I would avoid it every step of the way.
Okay, but it's in the letter of the law right now, or else they'd be shut down.
It is, and I would like
to. And we're trying to scale it back, but me personally would never vote against live music at 4 in the afternoon. I wouldn't. This town is found on bars and restaurants. Like it or not, that's what it is.
It's found on bars and restaurants. It is. Not turning it into a soundbite bamboozle festival.
I don't think that's what it is, but.
I disagree.
That's fine.
And to counter it, my neighbors and I will just start blasting our music every Sunday from 4 to 8.
And you can, it's legal.
And we can drive their patrons away, just like they drive me out of town every Sunday.
And that will be within the letter of the law. You can. It's not the right answer you want, but it's the law. Sorry. Christian Lee?
Christian Lee, to Madison. I'm just wondering if there's any information on any progress that's been made with the CAT program. I know in my neighborhood, but the CAT situation has been, if not worse than ever. And I'm just wondering if the CAT caretakers have made any progress in terms of getting the cats fixed, vaccinated, or information on that.
Yeah, some information. AJ had some information on it. She left. I talked to a couple people. And a couple of people told me exactly what you were saying, that's gotten worse. Others have told me they've seen a significant decline in different areas. So I think it's gotten better in some areas and worse in others.
And they are starting back up again with the trap
meter. When is that going to be? October?
They are already in the process of starting.
No. They're currently doing it. They're going to have
a clinic.
A mobile vet is going to come and operate, I think, for the first aid squad, but I'm not sure exactly where, to do more spaying, people bringing cats to the mobile vet. But it's a shame AJ left at this point. She's one of the... There's two senior colony managers, a woman named Dale and then AJ. All right. And at this point, there are about 10 other colony managers throughout town. All right, and at this point, as Becky said, we think it's been an unqualified success. That doesn't mean there are areas that need a particular address. And I think if we feed your information to AJ, we can have somebody deal with it in particular.
So we've been trying to address the places where people are saying they're worse, but there are definitely areas people said they got a lot better.
And I know 4th Street down at the end by 4th and Miller, that area is not happy, but other areas, I wish I had the numbers of how many cats have been trapped and spayed. It's in several hundreds.
Yeah.
We'll try to have the numbers here by the next meeting. Okay? Roger Clemente?
164 Linden Avenue. Can somebody give me an update on Jones Creek?
Sure.
When is it going to be fixed?
We want to talk about what we've been doing so far?
Well, basically, just to kind of back up what Mr. Hill was saying, DPW's been at this several times, especially as of late.
Well, let's talk about both sides.
Right. Well, let's go with the high side first, the VFW side. After the rain event we've had the last couple of days, if you go out and look, they were out there yesterday, it was. Correct, Mr. Hill? DPW? And today it's filled up again. It's almost like they never touched it. The water side, if you will,
towards the rec center.
Yeah, towards the rec center. I've been looking at how to permit that, to have the borough dredge that.
And who do we got to get? That's DEP permits?
It'd be DEP and Army Corps, actually. There's a sampling process, what has to be done. So I'm putting all that information together to give to mayor and council. All that done in the next couple of days.
How many yards of dirt, Bob?
Well, it depends how deep you want to go. Right now, I'm thinking you probably want to go down about 4 foot with it.
You have to.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Some areas, it's up to the side of the street.
Exactly. I mean, it's crawling up every day, every storm.
Right.
So it depends on the volume of soil, on your permits and everything else. I don't have that number figured out yet. That's what we need.
We really only started talking about us doing it last week.
Well, I sent them an email 2 weeks ago to ask for the information.
Okay. All right. And I'll have it by the end of the week.
Okay. Are these dredge spoils that can be put, where do they have to be put?
It all depends. You need a dry out area, layout area to dry everything out, and it depends on how the samples come out on what you can do with it. If they come back clean, then you have a lot more leniency where you can put it.
Are you suggesting that we have to lay out all the dirt?
We always have to.
Yeah.
The county only moved it to the borough yard.
That's
problematic because there's a lot of dirt.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you got to take it out of the creek.
You need a lay down area to dry it out before you can do anything with it.
But clearly, we got to take it out of the creek because it's causing all the water back up.
We never had a problem before with it.
No, I understand that, but this is a lot more dirt.
Oh, it's significantly more.
This is going to be, you know,
and what's
40, 50 truckloads.
Yeah, easily.
Can you dry it out on Carol's beach? She's always looking for sand.
Right? Sure.
Look like.
The only thing that sand is the first few.
Exactly.
That it's mud.
It's everything.
It's nasty.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you're trying to sell a dirt, Rick. You don't want to.
Quint, did you want to add something?
There's a very
frankly the reality show.
I'm sorry, sir.
Isn't there a plan for pumping station to alleviate the flooding when it rains?
Well, there's two. This is what's there is coming down through Monmouth Hills.
Okay.
So, my opinion, whether you have a pumping station or not, we're meeting with Middletown on Friday to discuss fixing the problem of the dirt, because when you see the water, it's clearly filled with dirt, you know, obviously. It's not clear water, you know what I mean? So it's the debris coming down from Monmouth Hills that's depositing it right there because it can't push it out further. And now some of those areas closer to bay are as high as the street, inside the creek.
Well, the main pipe going up to 35 is clogged, or 36, I should say.
36.
And when it rains, I have pitches. The
board is
coming out, bubbling up through the street.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually gotten worse.
Well,
I'm not going to throw them under the bus. Since we did the work we did down there, because we cleared out certain things, and it's almost like a free fall now, this debris coming down from 36. And I talked to the people in Middletown, and they said nobody really ever had a formal meeting with them about it. And I had spoken to a former councilman, and they said the last time they remember having a formal conversation was 6 or 7 years ago. So the guys and the people sitting there now may not even have had this conversation. So we're going to start that on Friday.
I have one other question. Can somebody define substandard housing?
Can you define it?
Not off the top of my head. Yeah.
I mean, it's in the ordinance, right?
It probably is. Yeah. I'll look it up. If I can find it, if it's in here, we'll find it.
We'll go back to that, right, sir?
Okay. Yeah.
Carol Buckle?
Carol Buckle, Secretary Shore Drive. I have three questions. Resolution 12-203. You're going to send it to the planning board. The planning board recommended it in October 31st of 1995 to you.
We
understand. So now you're going to send it back to them. So we're going to be in that big circle that we had, I don't remember what, but it's over probably the trail.
No, it's a difference.
This is a little bit different. The ordinance, the resolution today is a condition precedent to doing the tax exemption ordinance for the improvements. We did previously have that tax abatement exemption ordinance.
but it's only good for 10 years from adoption. So to be safe, I want to redo the rehabilitation designation, and you send it to the planning board pursuant to the statute that lets you do the tax exemption, and then they have they send it back here, and it's not as onerous a process as amending the zoning ordinance. Whatever they say, we either adopt it or don't, and then we go forward. It's not a back and forth like it was with the last one. It's under a different statute.
Okay, whatever you say. We have a major problem with Future. Is that the name of our garbage company?
Yes.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, they didn't pick up our garbage in one section for like four times. And they claimed,
like 2 weeks plus?
Yeah. And they claimed that they couldn't get into the dumpster. Now, the parking lot has not been aligned any differently for 25 years.
Would they say there was cars in front of it or something?
No, there was a car in the adjacent parking spot, but there's plenty of room to get the truck in there. So anyway, we've enlarged that. But our major problem is they don't put the dumpsters down, they drop them.
Okay.
And every week, practically, we have a broken wheel. It's a brand new wheel, and I've seen them.
And you're breaking
them. Just drop them down from quite a height. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of wheels sitting down there now that are flat on one side.
From the drop.
And we spoke to them, and they just continue to drop them. And those wheels cost us $90 a piece.
Okay.
And we have to replace them.
Shouldn't happen, obviously. Mr. Hill, can you call them?
I'll follow up.
We'll call them tomorrow.
Yeah, we've been in touch with them, but you know, I'm sure it's going to last for maybe a week or two, and then they're going to be throwing them back there.
Let us know if they do that, because they've been pretty responsive to the borough when we call. So.
Right. And we bought the biggest dumpsters we could buy.
Right.
Fit in those spots, you know, so that they would, you know, when they didn't pick up, we had room.
There's no chance that other car could stop them from. There's enough room.
No.
Okay.
Well, we changed it. We enlarged it now.
So okay.
No question.
Now there's nothing in the way.
And they still didn't pick it up, but we called them back.
And they came? Okay.
Yes.
What are your pickup days down there, Ms. Coco?
Monday and Thursday.
You're Monday, Thursday also? Yeah. Okay.
I want to know, Timmy, do we know when the flu shots are going to be this year?
Boy, you caught me. I made that announcement, I think, every meeting prior. I want to say the first week in October, and I apologize for not having it right here, but it's in my office. I'll get it for you. Okay. Yeah, I think it's October. I don't want to say the long date. Coming up soon.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem. Sure. Claudette? Give us an update.
Yeah, what please. We did was we sent out, as required, a certified letter to the owner. We've given that time frame. I had a discussion with code enforcement today. There's been no response to that letter, which is suffices our end. We got quotes to clean up what we can on that property, understanding that we cannot touch the bulkhead, and that's got to be clear. We're going to schedule that with our Department of Public Works at this point.
You're going to clean up the lot part, but the bulkhead.
We cannot touch the.